Welcome to Neighborhood Church. To learn more about who we are as a community or to financially support Neighborhood, go to neighborhoodchurchmn.org. Enjoy the message.
Okay, so I'm gonna try not saying names, but for those on camera, my friend said, can you talk a little bit more about how God can't? Because everything in Sunday school that was taught to me was, this is blasphemy. I changed the last word for you, right? If you want to read more, there's a book called God Can't. Literally, that's the title, by Thomas J. Ord, who is a theologian who's a really good person. There's theologians who are not good people. I won't say their names, but he's a really good dude. And he runs the Center for Open Relational Theology. So I hold to process theology. Open relational are very similar. But the whole idea is I'll recap what I said it quickly. If God is all-powerful, so God has the power in the world to do whatever they want, and God is all-knowing, so God knows everything that's going to happen. And they use the verse in Isaiah, God knows all the hairs, the counts on my head. If God knows that, and God is all-loving, but then still allows for a drunk driver, this happened in Superior, someone, the family I knew, crossed over the line, and both people died. If God's all-knowing, so God knew it was going to happen, and God's all-loving, then why would God allow that to happen? And people's answers like, well, God's ways are higher than ours. Anyone ever heard that before? Has it ever made you feel better when it's not you? It feels great when it's you, right? You lose someone you love. You lose a job. You have a knee pain. You're like, oh, God's ways are higher than mine. If you're the person where people saying, hey, we're sending you thoughts and prayers, like, I don't need those. I'm not going to swear. Who are you praying to? If God could do those things and can't, then God's a monster, period. And we like to play this game of parking spots. God is good. Party candidate, World Cup for other countries, right? We get ice cream. We have moments where you absolutely fall in love. This is God's manifest destiny that Nikki and I are together, right? Is it true? It feels good to believe that it is. But I do believe that God can't stop things. I believe in miracles 1,000%. Does that get complicated? Really fast, really quickly. But I don't believe that there's a God out there who's redirecting all things. Because back to when you say, well, God's ways are higher than ours, those are ways of saying, this just makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't understand it. My brain does not compute, right? And my pushback is like, well, how high do we have to get to hear God's views? Right? How high do we have to go? Because clearly, with incident last Saturday, we can see God's ways. Oh, but God's ways somehow just benefited you directly. But if we went to the family member of someone who died, well, God's ways, do you know why God did this? Higher than me. So then we say thoughts and prayers. There's a school shooting, thoughts and prayers. What God are we praying to? Is God going to come and resurrect those kids? No. Why do we say thoughts and prayers? Because we have no idea what the hell we're doing. And we are in fear that it could be our kid. And we are in panic that has happened way too many times. And so out of anxiety and rage, we say, I don't know, someone told me I'm supposed to be happy with God and God is in control. And if God's in control, then you better do something, thoughts and prayers. You know what you can do instead of, and thoughts and prayers are not bad. Let me say that. That is, if you like type thoughts and prayers, you don't have to go clear your social media. Right? You're like, Chris is going to see it, right? I'm like, I saw that. No, what you can do is you can, like, I do pray a lot. For all of you who've shared me to pray, right? I pray all the time, and I do believe in miracles. I do. But instead of just thoughts and prayers, what I do is I can send a text. I can show up. I can send a card. I can give a hug, right? I can make a meal. I can vote. I can write a letter to Jeff Dotseth, my representative, and say, can we do something about this? Can we get some meaningful legislation? I can use my voice. I can use my platform. I can use my patriarchy and whiteness. I can use my power. Does that make sense? So thoughts and prayers are good, but if it's thoughts and prayers and asking God to do something you're not willing to do, your thoughts and prayers, you're hoping a police officer is going to do something you're not willing to do, if you're hoping a politician is going to do something you're not willing to do, or your governor is going to do something to do, your principal is going to do something you're not willing to do, the school board to do something you're not willing to do, then your thoughts and prayers are meaningless. All you're saying is, I want no agency, I want no responsibility, but I want all the benefits. Okay, I just preached. You're welcome. Does that answer your question, Kathy? Kind of. Yeah, I believe that God is in us and prompts us always towards flourishing and our fullest selves. But I don't believe that God has agency to stop a flood. I don't believe that God can move a bullet. But God always wants flourishing for all creation, not just humans. If you want to nerd out on that and read the book, it's like this big. I would love to anyone, if you're like, hey, I'd actually like to read that book and we meet up for a drink and talk, I would love to do that. Just hit me up. Other questions or comments or concerns? Yeah, Tony. I'm not supposed to say a name. Sorry. I mean, Frank. Yeah. So I teach people how to read things in context by saying, what if there's infinite ways of thinking? That's number one, right? And what if the way you're thinking, let me pause. If anyone needs to leave because it's 11 o'clock, you seriously, you're free to get up. I will only judge you silently, not for long.
Well, and the kids might start melting because we do say at 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
so just,
yeah,
if
just
you
can go.
Want to check in with the kids, go
ahead. And so I would say this is read the Bible. I would strongly encourage. Some of you are like, boring, and I get it, all right? I'd say read the Bible and get uncomfortable. Right? If you read the Bible, everything's like, home run, home run, home run. Good. That's Psalms. Use that for Psalms until it says, kick people's teeth in, God. Right? Then you're like, problem. Right? But the way that people take out of context is they're, again, looking to confirm what they already believe to be true. Right? So you could take, in 2 Timothy, where Paul theoretically is giving house codes, of like masters are supposed to be nice to their, or enslaved people are supposed to be nice to their masters, right? Paul didn't write that. A group of people who had slaves and wanted to keep the power wrote that. So that's just being educated of what's really going on here. But then when you look at the words of Jesus and people saying, well, Jesus says we're supposed to take care of the immigrant, I'm like, well, not us, other countries are, right? So it's just understanding your bias and understanding your privilege. If you have some cognitive idea of that, then you can actually make a little bit more informed decisions. But for a lot of people, they think, well, I don't understand, so I'm just not going to read it. I would say, like, read it, become comfortable with it, become knowledgeable of it, and then process it. The Bible, do you guys know the Hebrew Bible was not, we this whole idea of like private, what do we call those, Nikki? I'm going to do my devotions. I'm going to do my personal devotions, which is really good. That was never the point of the Torah. The Torah was brought out, they danced with it, they opened it up, they read it, then they debated it, and then they'd go live it, and they'd come back and say, how did it work for you? How did it work for you? Didn't work for me. It was meant to be this communal exercise. So I would encourage you to think about the Bible that. Read it, do it, come back. Is there good fruit or bad fruit? And if it's bad fruit, pivot, try something different. Any other thoughts, questions, concerns? Okay, if you asked a question online and we missed it, I will answer it within 48 business days, I promise. So I've learned, not 4 to 8, 48 always gives me enough time. So I'm going to pray. If there's things you'd like to process or you'd like to expound more on a question that was asked, I'd love to talk. So join me, please. So God, we love you. And I thank you that, yeah, your ways are higher than our ways, but they're not hidden from us. That you are revealing yourself like moment after moment, heartbeat after heartbeat, inviting us to be, that you said you came to bring life and life to the fullest. In John 15, Jesus even tells the disciples, like, if you can't even like understand what I'm saying, can you just do what I'm doing? Can you just model how I use my hands, how I use my body? And that we can be a community of people that we have theological convictions, we have political biases and concerns. that we do want to send thoughts and prayers, but that would move into our bodies. It'd move into like our weird-looking Crocs that we put on, and we walk to the neighbor to check in, that we walk to the voting booth, that we show up to the school board meeting, that we show up to the community celebration, where we can learn people's names, hear people's story, and we can make the world a better place, one meal, one conversation at a time. And we understand this weird concept that maybe God can't do some things. Holy Spirit, I pray you would convict us and inspire us and empower us so that we can do those things. Because it's in that place this whole kingdom of God gets to play out in real time. And lastly, I pray during this whole like political season and time, as like anger and bitterness and joy and confusion, all of it can be illicit and like right in front of us all the time, that we can take a break for even a moment, and we can recenter, that we can be people that choose people over politics and faith over fear. And that as we extend and as we enact in those policies, that love is still present. And our sister, our non-binary friend, and our brother is never our enemy. Never. So use us, God. In your name, amen. All right. Thank you, friends. Sitting in this hot building for as long as you did, you can do hard things, right? Next Sunday, don't worry, you're going back to Good and Beautiful This and Good and Beautiful That. Enjoy your weekend.